You now tuned into the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. Follow us at Meds, Drinks, and Chill on Instagram.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Meds, and you tuned in to Meds, Drinks, and Chill. It's another beautiful day out here in these streets.
Really is. Beautiful Saturday.
Really.
Got the homies in the building. And once again, disclaimer, we was on live a second ago. We just cut it off. And we was drinking a bottle of Douce, which is almost tapped out already.
Yep.
It's my nigga Old Cutter. He hasn't been on the podcast since season one. Season one, he was on racism and relationships.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful thing.
Where can they find you at?
They can find me at OCUTACALHUNHOUN in Instagram.
Let's bring that back because I don't think he's got his... Let's bring it back.
My nigga, OCUTACALHOUN.
Pardon me, y'all, because English is his second language. He's a Liberian. Nah, I'm fucking with you. That's my nigga. Sci-fi's in the building. Y'all should be used to his voice by now.
Oh, yeah, you know, same thing, different day. So, how y'all doing?
Yeah, what's up? Sci-fi, what's going on?
Chilling, man. Studio doing good, man. Everything. Oh, yo, yeah. You lit right now, you know what I'm
saying? I'm trying, man. Feels good.
Day, this shit,
every time I look at my analytics,
over 5,000, right?
Like, yeah, for sure, man. Everything is going up, man. I appreciate everybody who supports the podcast, everybody who reposts it, who shares it. I know I'll probably be getting on some of y'all nerve. I'll be like, yo, please share my shit, repost it. So, you know, I just want to give a shout out to y'all too. Anybody, any family, friends, I really appreciate y'all for sharing my shit. Even it'd be people who share my shit without even me asking them, and that's the shit that means a lot to me. And then sometimes, but what's going on? Everything good with y'all? What's been up with you, O? Man, coronavirus, how we looking?
Looking real safe. Real healthy. Everybody in my family's good so far. It's just a blessing.
You don't even let family come by no more, huh?
Nah, right now you got to pause. You need a good 7 to 10.
Nah, that nigga had me really dying yesterday, man. He told me one of his cousins or somebody, he was like, don't come by my house.
It's not smart for people to come by your house and be hanging out with you, talking to you.
It's really not.
Yeah, and I don't know where you've been.
Yeah, because anything, you could be anywhere. You could contact
everyone. Went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Easily.
What's up with the toilet paper? Why is everybody buying up all the toilet paper?
I didn't understand that.
How much ass do you have to wipe?
Like, it's different. That's just a pandemic. How much shitting do you do? You don't start shitting more because you're at home. That's all I'm saying. You don't start shitting more.
How many times a day do you actually, like, that shit?
So they must be shitting a lot at work.
Maybe that's something that I didn't know. People go to work and shit.
Somebody had me dying on the Instagram. It says, as long as I'm going to work, I'm never going to run out of toilet paper. So niggas are stealing toilet paper from their job.
But for sure.
Okay, shitting at their job.
That single-ply bullshit, though.
Yeah. So today, I didn't really have a topic that I wanted to discuss, because anytime it's just the homies, I feel like we could bullshit our way through any topics. We could talk about anything and be good.
Yeah.
Y'all agree or y'all want
to? Oh, yeah, I'm with whatever.
Freestyle some questions at us.
All right, so some of the questions. I had some of my...
Rapid fire.
Yeah, I had, you know, I threw it up on my Instagram, which y'all could follow, Mez Drinks and Chill. I was like, yo, send me some questions that I should, you know, ask some of the homies and we could discuss or whatever. So the first one that came through was, what's the difference between trust and loyalty?
Big question. That's a nice question.
Shout out to Splash.
Straight up.
Splash is a little producer himself.
Yeah, he be having some interesting topics. He always got some great ideas too. And that's Splash from the Nipsey Hussle episode that y'all heard a couple weeks back or whatever. But to me, loyalty is something that you have to gain. That ain't some shit that you just have. Like I'm not gonna be loyal to somebody.
Nah, you can be loyal to somebody and like it was automatically given to them, like family. Like it wasn't earned. They didn't do anything.
Not me. I have to really fuck with you for me to be loyal.
Because when you say loyal, that means I'm willing to do some shit.
Trust is big too, though.
Yeah, but the trust and the loyal, like loyal means.
So
I'm
you
really,
can be loyal and not trust them.
All right, all right. So for instance, this might be a little off the wall, but like you drink soda.
Yeah. No.
You don't drink soda.
Now, I mean,
let's just say you're gonna drink. Let's just say you're gonna drink like a black soda, like a Coke or whatever. Like they got Pepsi, they got Coke, they got RC, they got different types of that same kind of brand, right? You're gonna drink a carbonated black beverage, but you might just be loyal to one. Like I'm loyal to Pepsi. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I understand
but
that.
But that's a choice. That's not like...
But I don't trust them.
Sometimes it's not earned.
Yeah, that loyalty, is nothing. Those are two don't.
It like, is earned because every time I pop a Pepsi open, it tastes good. It's the same taste. I know I could trust that brand.
Yeah, but that's not the same as people. People don't come no, like a
not
Pepsi
at all.
Brand.
No?
Nah, that's
okay,
not
so
the
give
same
me an example.
Like,
no, I'm not saying comparing
no, what
it to people.
What I'm saying is loyalty can be chosen to be given. So there is some loyalties that are earned, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you can just be loyal to the brand just because. It don't even got nothing to do with how it looks, whatever. Like, you just choose them. Like, I woke up today, and I'm going to just Nike everything.
See, but...
and people do that all the
That's
time.
That's not loyal.
That is
loyalty
loyal.
Is something that you really, really going to be a part of with somebody. Like, we're loyal to this cause. I'm loyal to you because me
what
and
I'm
you
saying
have
is loyalty
long,
can be
long.
A choice, though. I can hear your opinions to a cause and be like, you know what? I'm going to fuck with y'all because what y'all talking about is real. All right,
so let's talk about politicians.
You can be loyal to a government that don't even do
exactly,
nothing
for
you.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
politics.
Yeah.
So you could be loyal to the Democratic Party, right? But
sure.
Do you trust them?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like so.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is loyalty. What I'm saying is loyalty is a choice at the end of the day. Is what I'm saying. I'm not saying it can't be earned, but like it comes in many forms.
That's true. It does come because to me, there's some people who are so loyal to the Democratic Party, but you can't trust them. Yeah. They never did shit for you, but somehow you just so loyal to them.
Trump never helped nobody, but his supporters are all the way down because they are loyal to an ideal.
Yeah.
Yep. To a situation.
To a situation or whatever they see.
It's understandable. I can see that.
So
what I'm saying, loyalty can be a choice at the end of the day. And trust and loyalty are two different things. You can be loyal to something and not trust them.
Fucking different things, bro.
You can be like, yo, I'm loyal to what Trump is doing and be like, I'm still keeping my gun. You know what I'm saying?
Every day of the week.
My homegirl talking about being single during this pandemic? Of course, she wants to remain anonymous. I wasn't going to blast you anyway.
Man, you just got to be able to have, like, your me time within the space.
No, I'm talking about, she's single. So she's by herself right now, like.
How's she going to be not single? Is that what
like, how do you deal with just being single in a quarantine phase? Like, shit.
Pornhub?
That shit get old probably, though. When you
she probably didn't watch everything on Netflix.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything. She done cooked everything, cleaned everything.
Everything.
It's like months, weeks now.
Yeah. How long? It's been a couple weeks now, yeah.
It might be months.
It really started like 2 weeks ago.
Nah.
It's probably been going
it's been
like
about
a month.
Month.
Yeah, it's been going
I would
like
say
a month.
Roughly at
a
least
month,
a
right?
month.
Yeah.
So, of just being isolated, but, keep it to yourself.
That's got to be hard to be by yourself in the house all day.
All the time, because shit's really been shut down in
I mean,
sense.
But you definitely, you know what I'm saying? You got to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have other ways to relieve stress.
That's the truth. That's what
Matter
it really
fact,
come down
all right,
to.
So what are some
ways.
Things you should be doing during this time? Like, I think you should be working out. Like, I'm talking about anybody, not
so, you know business. What I've been that's doing? Like, I've always been a freestyle type of person.
What you mean?
Like...
This is sci-fi speaking.
You know, I just wake up and roll out of bed
and
you know, do
freestyle
things.
The day.
Freestyle the day. So I've
have no type of like
routine.
Yeah.
So like I've learned over the years, like as I've added little pieces to my daily life, like I can really do this right. So during this quarantine, I've been working on a routine where I'm up at a certain time, I'm brushing teeth, da 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 da, wiping my hair, doing my hair, you know, all that stuff, and like having a schedule of doing it on a certain time every day regularly just to like be more efficient in life, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm using the calendar more.
I'm
putting lists. I'm using lists a lot more where I'm writing things down, like, because I'm in the house, I got things I could do, but like when you just chilling, you might just end up on your phone for an hour or two.
That's the worst
then
part,
you
man.
You might do this.
This time right here, you need to be taking advantage of. Like,
so I just want to be a little bit more efficient with my time now that I'm stuck in the house and I realize how much time I have.
Yeah.
Like,
lots.
Ain't it crazy how much time we spend away from the house? Like, when you think about it right now, it's like,
lot of time.
When you're stuck in your house, you're like, damn, yo, I really spend a lot of time somewhere else.
I spend at least 10 hours a day not in my house on average.
Yeah. Be home for like,
between traffic, work,
4 hours,
and just
you
like
might be home
shopping.
Yeah, because
six
they say
hours.
The average time that you work is 8 hours, right? Let's just say the average person
hours.
Waits 8 hours. It's probably commuting for maybe an hour each way, so 2 hours. So that doesn't leave you with much time. That's 14 hours. You got to sleep at least 8 hours.
So that's 6 hours. So, but like, that's what I'm saying. before I was the king of maximizing them 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
When I got off work, I was just so productive in that time frame. So, but then, like, to...
That's
when you're, like, that productive...
What you be doing? What you do on your regular, like...
You got to be... But it just depends on the season, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because it could be car season.
It's pollen season right now.
Right now. Oof. But it's still car season. You know, true. For real, though, you could still be hitting the auction. It really just shut down.
Flipping.
Just. But before that, you could still be buying cars, doing a lot of good business with people, you know what I mean? Helping them get what they need.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you see the, before the economy turned, the real estate was really a small.
It was going up.
Yeah, man. Now, that's a good opportunity.
Yo, after this shit, we might be really be back into a recession type shit to where everything's going to drop. You might.
And if you got some cash on hand, you can make moves.
Yes.
Like, real talk, I've before this thing happened, I had, like, put some money away because I was going to do, like, foreign exchange.
Yeah.
That's like a good thing. Try.
Doing, like, little money markets in, like, selling currencies or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you can make a nice little grip. And then, like, if you do consistent work or whatever. So, like, this hit, now I'm waiting for it, but all the prices done drop. So this now I'm going to still go back into that.
Drop.
Yeah,
drop.
We just drop prices. So, like, my money is going to be longer now. Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm glad I didn't, like, jump into it.
It's another good question, matter of fact. Staying home, how does that affect your relationship now that y'all both have to be at home all day?
Whew. It gives you time to see. Do y'all really enjoy each other's company still?
Yeah.
Right now, is it cool? Do we enjoy
company? And time apart is very important, too. Like,
that's such the norm.
Can y'all be separated from each other for a couple hours?
Yeah.
Can y'all come back together and kick it? Can y'all watch something on Netflix together? Can y'all, you know what I mean? Like, this is really going to test you because it's sad to say, but a lot of relationships, you don't really spend a lot of time together. Not, like, back-to-back, like, hours and
10
days.
10 hours. We're away from the house for 10 hours, so we're away from our partners for that.
Because a lot of times you come home from work, you might have maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours, y'all kick it, and then y'all keep it moving. Y'all might go to sleep, and then it's the next day.
Work different schedules. You never even know. It's a lot of shit.
But now you're forced to be home all day together.
Like, you wake up, and then they in your face the whole day.
All day. And it can that could be a good thing or a bad thing, just depending on who you're dating.
Totally, totally different perspective, I believe. And just a total different situation.
Throw them kids in there, serious.
Yeah, this shit is different from, I'm pretty sure, most people. We're not even used to it.
Yeah.
Always being at home with your sick other.
There's some people who don't want to be home. They'd rather be at work because they got 2-3 kids.
Tons.
A lot of people don't want to be home. They run away from home. There's a lot of people like that, man, who don't want to stay home all day.
I love
divorce rate going up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's sad.
But I believe a lot of people, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
We got that kind of good, you know what I mean? Fuck.
But if you fuck with your people,
exactly. We're
gonna
have a good time.
Now, there's a lot of niggas out there who love their significant other, or even men or women, they love their significant other, but they don't like them.
That happens a lot. That happens a lot.
I couldn't be around somebody who I don't like.
Exactly.
Because it's kind of like a family thing. Like, you might love your uncle, your aunt, or whatever, but you might not like them as a person, but you love them because...
Yeah, it's understandable, but you can't be together.
Yeah, that's what I say.
And the dope thing,
that's
like...
That's the big difference, because if I'm in a relationship with you, I'm fucking with you.
I got to like you if I'm in a relationship with you.
But what I'm saying is, with my girl, like, she be doing her own thing, too.
Yeah,
so
that's
important. So within us chilling in the house or whatever, she can be off in her little world doing her yoga or doing her little graphic
design. She could be on the phone with her friends. She could be...
Whatever she, like, she just occupies it. So it's not like... She got to be in my face for 9 hours, and I got to be in hers. Like, we know how to enjoy, do our own little things within ourselves, like being in the same room. She could be reading, and I could be watching a game, or I could be, like, doing a puzzle, and she could be cooking. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's activities. We just be still entertain each other without, like...
Yeah. So, all right, another question. My homegirl asked, what does it mean when a guy seems to be interested but can't seem to be consistent? To me, that can be that a man could also have a whole bunch of other things going on. Like, you could have a job, a career, family, kids. It could be so many other things that he can't be consistent with you with. That doesn't mean he's not interested in you. That means, like, I can literally be interested in you, but don't have the time to show you that.
Exactly.
Now, that's up to you whether you want to deal with that or not. Like, but a lot of times what women do, I always say the same shit, like, y'all ignore all the warning signs, and then y'all be mad later when the nigga was being himself all the time. But what's the Cameron skit? Oh, actually, he got it from the Mac. When he was like, when I go on a date with a chick the first day, I just slap her. It was like, why? He was like, so later on down the line, she could never could say you don't treat me the same way you used to. Of course, that's a joke. You're not supposed to. I don't condone. Yeah, no. Disrespect. But the point of that is to treat him the same way you're going to treat him from the jump, the same way you're going to treat him down the line. I don't condone any. Because, you know, sometimes people have a tendency. This happens to me all the time. Sci-fi, okay. People will hear what I say, but they'll take what I said as opposed to what I meant. They'll be in my DMs like, yo, how the fuck could you say that? I'm like, bro, did you understand what I meant by that? Or are you taking what I said?
Sometimes they can't take the literal thing.
Take the literal. And that's, like he said, I slap her from the first time. The first day, I slap her. Just so later on down the line, she could say, you don't treat me the same way you used to.
Yeah, that's
what I got out of that is treat them the same way you do from the jump to the end.
Obviously, you can't hit people.
That's what I'm saying. But you know, that's just me breaking it down for the people who are going to jump in my DMs like, yo, I can't believe you condone domestic violence. Nah. That's not what I'm saying. My thing is treat somebody the same way. Don't bring the representative which you want to date.
Be consistent.
Be consistent. Ain't that what women want? Or they claim that's they want? Because you know, we ain't going to go too deep into that because what they say they want and what they want. Matter of fact, while we on it, fuck it, let's talk about it.
Okay.
That's a lot to it.
Do women really want honesty?
Do people really want honesty?
That's a good question.
So we're
going
to go with people. We're not going to generalize it to women.
What I'm saying is like in pre-production, we were talking about like if you just dating somebody and you see it with somebody else and you have a feeling and you feel a way about it.
Are we speaking in general or are we going to speak for ourselves?
We're going to speak for ourselves in general.
We'll start with ourselves, right?
Yeah.
I want honesty.
Brutal honesty.
Brutal. Like, I don't care if you hurt my feelings.
A lot of people don't want that.
I know. That's the crazy. That's the whack part. Because everybody say they want honesty. Tell me the exact honest truth. Because after that, I could be like, all right, I could change this, or I could do this, or I could do that. And if I can't do it, I could be 100 with you. Like, yo, I can't give you that. And that way we don't have to waste each other's time or
facts.
You just know what it is. Like, but I think I came with my father and my mother were brutally honest to the point like you knew where you stood with them. Mm-hmm. So, and my sisters are the same way.
I think in general, you know, we live in a society too with like trophies for everybody.
I don't like that. If you lose, why are you getting a trophy?
Yeah, but
there ain't no third place, second place.
We're a lot more PC culture. To the point where,
just current society. So, what about you? Oh, you want?
I hate that PC culture.
I know you personally. I know you would want the brutal honesty because that's who you are. But you can speak for yourself.
Nah, that shit really hurts and demeans how people adapt to me, how people adapt in life. Because brutal honesty gives you a clarity on how we feel about each other, how we understand each other, how we feel each other. We don't need any kind of PC culture because that leaves people with questions, ununderstandable. You have to fill in.
Yeah.
You PC shit, you got to fill in the blanks. So you like fill it in your own regards.
Yeah.
But I like brutal honesty.
That way you know exactly where you stand.
Where everything's at, where it's clear, how we stand, how we feel, how we know what we know about each other. We don't need no PC shit. So me and you can have.
So are you openly honestly with somebody who you're dating? Like you tell them straight up truth. Like this is what's bothering me. This is what.
And you might sometimes sugarcoat shit.
Yeah, no. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
Now see, that's what I'm talking about. That's PC culture. I think people saying that. Like,
I see.
Like, look, there's always a way to deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
So delivery means everything.
Yeah, I
believe that.
I mean, I'm saying. Like,
I agree with that 100%.
I can take a conversation a lot differently.
Like, you got to give the horns for that one. Yeah. Nah, I totally agree with that.
So, like, how do you present that information? Because you can be brutally honest and be cool. And you can be brutally honest and be a dick.
That's a fact. No, that's a good point. Because you could tell, all right, so if your girlfriend comes down or your fiance, wife, or whatever, she comes down, she'd be like, how do I look today? You can be like, bitch, you look trash. She's going to be like, all right, I'm done with this. But you could be like, nah, baby. That's brutally honest, but you could also be brutally honest and be like, that don't really compliment your figure, baby. And she can understand. Like,
another outfit probably.
Let me see something else you got on. Like, what else you got? If you tell a chick, like, all right, let me see what else you got. she's gonna get the point. Like, all right, he don't like this.
This don't look good. A lot of times people want to just be led the right way to that disappointment. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of like being like, it's like drop, like you just push them off a cliff kind of fear. Like,
yeah, like don't kick them in their back like 300.
I don't believe you should pacify people.
No, hell no.
To the point where you can't really even tell them, like, but at a certain point, like, look, if my girl, you know what I'm saying, is doing something that's like not helpful, I'm gonna be like, look, you know, I love you.
Yeah.
But blase blah, like, yo, you wildin' or you whatever the case.
You gotta tell them the truth.
Eventually, you gotta
be very clear. You got to.
Now that's a good point. Like, how you say something can really make the difference. Like, it could be,
it's like the art of business too. The art of war. Like, how you communicate can, you know what I'm saying, lead to victory. You know what I'm saying? How you able to like get relationships put on your side? Like,
I like that. I like that. That's pretty accurate.
All right, so another one was, what's the worst foot in your mouth moment? And I was with O when that happened. There was a chick. We went to the gas station, me and O. And this is when he was living in his old crib. Shorty looked like she was about 3 months pregnant, right? She was a slim chick.
Wow. it's real
with,
slim.
With a stomach, right? So
nice,
I'm like,
pot belly.
Yeah, but it looked firm. So it just looked like
she thought it was poking out.
Bro, so I'm like, I'm like, yo, congratulations. Yeah, so I'm like, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many months are you? She was like, what? I'm not pregnant. My nigga. I wanted to log off. Like, completely.
Bullshit.
Exit immediately.
Yo, O took his shit off the counter and ran out the door laughing. Like,
that shit had me in
She
tears.
Was like, it's so. But you remember what she responded to me? Oh?
I eat good.
I eat good. That's exactly what she said. It's all good. It ain't no problem. I'm not pregnant. I just eat good.
Damn. To that pot belly.
My nigga, I never felt that embarrassed for her and for myself. I was like, I looked at her. I was like, damn, I got to get out of here.
Exit.
What about y'all? Y'all remember a moment where y'all said something that was like super embarrassing to y'all, or y'all felt like, damn, I wish I would have never said that?
I accidentally called a dude, a girl, like, you know, it'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I come from the back, and it's like, you know, long head, you know, the figure look like a woman. And I just like, excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
And they turn around, like, I'm like, oh, okay, buddy, my bad.
Safa, I don't know if you remember. We're not going to say the homie's name. One time, I feel like you was with me. We was young. We was still on, might have been in high school back in the day when I first moved to Charlotte. We pulled up on some chicks. It was me, you, and a couple of the homies. And one of the homies, don't say his name if you remember, he was like, damn, who was Shorty right there? Like, it was a chick walking by. So he's like, yo, yo, yo. She turned around. It was his sister.
Yeah, yeah, I think up. I should
swear to God,
that.
My nigga. Like,
damn,
we roasted the shit out of him. Like, you looking at your sister sideways? But, we didn't, on some real shit, we didn't even know that was his sister. Nah, we didn't.
But when we turned around, we were like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because we was like, oh, shit, who is that?
He was when hurt.
My nigga. I never seen him that quiet before in my life. I was like, whoa. Yeah. I'll
like
tell you off mic who it was.
I do remember that happening. You know, I
don't remember what his name was, but it was his sister. She turned around. We was like, yo.
I know. That nigga was dead.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, so what's a movie that y'all could watch over and over again, and it won't get old to y'all? Me, it would be between Coming to America and Bronx Tale.
Yeah, so Coming to America and in pre-production on the live, man, Fridays, all the Fridays.
Oh, yeah, Friday,
that was good,
Friday.
For me, yeah.
Which one's your favorite Friday?
Oh, man, number two for me?
Number one's my favorite.
Number one is still my favorite.
Because that's what sparked
everything. I just love Day-Day so much, man. I'm just such a big fan of Omar Epps. Not that I don't like one, but I just really love what Mike Epps did in that
to that shit.
What about you, O?
I'm going to go with Goodfellas and Casino.
Yeah.
Every day.
Casino.
Over and over.
Goodfellas and Casino.
Belly, too, man. I was thinking Belly.
Belly was, it was definitely a dude. Have y'all seen Belly, too? That shit was so bad.
Nah, I didn't see that.
Never seen it. I seen it.
It comes on BET and
all that. Exactly. I make sure to avoid it.
Yeah, Belly 2 was
terrible. Belly 2?
The game.
I hate that.
They did not.
You got to
watch just
early
the movie
on,
to
he was eating cereal. He had cereal, and I think he put champagne or some shit for the milk instead.
Yes.
I was like, all right, I'm done with this movie.
Shoot.
Immediately, I turned it off. Like, I'm good with this.
No, I'm like, come on, man, stop doing this shit.
I didn't even know they made one.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. But what's something you wish you could do every day? Carter.
Get a guaranteed check.
Mm. Damn. Mm. Me, if I could do something every day, I would make others happy. Like, you know how somebody just makes you a day that day? Like, it could be anything. And it could be, it doesn't have to be nothing major, but it could be somebody, like, paying for your coffee in a line or or somebody
hitting.
Yeah, pay it forward type shit. Like just helping the man next.
I seen one of them moments at the grocery store just recently. Like, there was an old guy asking, like, the guy in front of him in the line, where he get this, like, big pack of water.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's over there. And then he was like, yo, you want me to, you want this one? And he gave it to him. And then walked and went and got his own and, like, helped the old man out. And then it was just like, everybody had that. We in the coronavirus line.
Yeah.
You know, you know how it goes. Right now. Like, they about to shut it down. Dude, everybody in the line.
The streets.
It's like every line is packed. The food line. And I saw that. I was like, man, you know, we might make it out this bitch.
It's that no feeling like, like helping somebody else, like, and that shit is just a great feeling. Like, you know, what's the saying?
Getting money is a great feeling, too, though.
Now, it is, for sure.
I understand that.
But getting money, I think it's the same shit to me. Like, you know the term, when we was younger, when you hear the term, it's better to give than receive, I used to be like, nigga, you bugging. Like, when you receive something, it's like, ooh, like, I done came up. But when you give somebody some shit and it really helps them and it and you can tell it really, there's no feeling like that, bro, because most of the shit that you receive at the end of the day, you like.
Especially if you give. Especially if you received a lot. And like, that's why there is that humility of not being wanting to be complimented or talked about. Because if you get, if you have a blessed life, man, you don't even really want to be.
Yeah.
You want to give it back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're doing right.
Speaking of that, speaking of compliments, what's the best compliment you ever received, or you feel like what's a good compliment you received that, or even some shit that
I appreciate you because you helped me.
Yeah.
Or parenting. It's really about your parenting. You know what I mean? You get a good compliment from your teacher or something to that aspect, that would be the best compliment. When teacher says, I'm really impressed with what your son's been doing this semester, this quarter, this year.
Yeah.
It's just like,
you know what the crazy thing is? I think I told you, Sapphire, like, one of the most common compliments I get, which is crazy, is people tell me they like my voice on the podcast, which is crazy because when I hear my voice, I'm like, that's how I sound?
Straight up.
I swear to God, like, I get DMs like, yo, everything is, I love your podcast. Like, you got a radio or a podcast voice. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Motherfucking
like,
right.
Yeah, but to me, when I hear my voice, I'm like, But I get that compliment all the time. And I hate compliments. Like, Sapphire, you know how I be with compliments. Like, I try to curve it. When somebody give me a compliment, like, yo, you that nigga, you that. I'd be like,
what? Because
I'd be trying to throw it off and be like, I hate that shit.
Randy Johnson with the curveball.
But you know, like, foreigners don't take compliments very well in general.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
They'd be like, nice shoes. They'd be like, why are you looking at my shoes? I'd be like, whoa.
These poor shoes.
Let's not even like that. Like, you can't have them. Like, I didn't ask about that.
I don't like attention. Like, attention to me is, I don't like attention. Like, I be trying to, I'm not, if the cameras come on, I'll be the nigga who try to stay in. Matter of fact, that's how I got into like street DVDs and everything like that, because I want to be the nigga behind the scenes. Because I love, what's the anonymity? Like, I want to be able to walk to the grocery store, to the store, or whatever, and nobody
so
know
you,
who I am.
You wouldn't
want
to be like Denzel Washington.
Nah, hell no. Nah. Nah, I
like
never want to be
walking around like everybody know you.
Yeah, because Sapphire always be like, "What's up with YouTube? When we gonna start videotaping you?" I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you can't limit your reach because you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's
understandable.
True.
That's kind of how I look at it. Like, okay, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of NBA players that don't really care about fans and playing in front of fans, but, like, it's a part of the game, and you want to get to that level.
But the thing with the NBA is you cannot play in the NBA without being seen.
Like, exactly. But you love basketball.
Yeah, but my point is with podcasts, you can be big with podcasts and not be seen. Like, all right, so for example.
Who's a big podcaster that is, like.
Just on podcasts, like Bill Burr is one of the biggest.
He's a great comedian.
I'm
everybody
outside,
knows
but,
him.
But podcast wise, he's not seen.
But what I'm trying to say is he's already an entity, a media entity.
Yeah.
That's not a fair thing.
So
like, he was a comedian first.
Yeah.
tell me somebody who's nobody that just became what about a the podcast Reed? Success.
Let's say with the Reed. Do you know who the people are from the Reed?
No.
Huge podcast. They tore everything. But yeah. If you saw him walk into the building right now or her, you wouldn't know who they were.
It depends on who you are. What building we talking about? You know what I mean?
Like, that's true. Depends on some people follow you on Instagram. Yeah. But there's something like
I'm saying there's if you get to a certain level, you might not be known on the level of like 50 Cent. But you're gonna be known to a point where you might walk into a city and you might be in a new city and you might be there for a couple of days and six or seven people say, "Hey, ain't you Reed from?"
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
You're gonna have to have some of that.
No, I'm totally down with it. That's acceptable. I'm talking about to the point where
but you can go national at that point. Like you're big enough to go national.
Yeah.
Like how Cardi B became a star was because of Instagram.
Yeah. I never want to be that famous. Excuse me. I would want to be that big, but not that famous. See, the thing is, what people don't understand is there's a difference between fame and
prosperity.
You can go really far with just like anything, like
a lot of things.
Accomplishing your goals. Yeah.
You could be like the best doctor in the world and just nobody really knows who you are.
Yes.
Or you could be the most famous nigga ever, like, but have no money to you.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to name any names, but there's plenty of celebrities who are super famous. Like, when you see them, you're like, oh, that's so
and
so.
And they rent their car.
Yeah, and they rent a car exactly. Yep. Which is, famous.
Dr. Miami got that fame.
Yeah, but he got, you said Dr. Miami?
Yep.
But he's also paid, too.
Yeah. I think you get a certain amount of money, you become famous, too.
That's true, yeah. All right, so what's a good age? These are all questions that were sent to me. What's a good age to start dating?
It seems like about 16, 17.
Yeah.
For kids, if you're talking kids.
Yeah, I'd agree, 16.
For your youngins and
depends on what, to me, I don't think.
So now we had a situation on dating, like, I'm talking about, like.
That's what I'm saying.
You're basically not asking me when they can go hang out with people. You're asking me when they can have sex.
No. Because dating means you could just go out with people.
What I'm saying is, you can have sex with people that you're dating.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's definitely not.
But you don't. It so doesn't. Like,
when I, when, that's when not do something I wanna, that you think is for sure.
Yeah.
No, like, so but what I'm saying is, I open my daughter up to that, or son up to that possibility.
Is there a difference between whether it's a son or a daughter? Me just being real, I think I would be more lenient towards my son dating than I would with my daughter.
Yes. Because of what? Because of sex.
It's just a stipulation, I would say. Probably.
It's because of sex.
It's because of what you're giving up toward in sex, right? Not just the fact that it's sex.
It's what I'm saying is you're opening up to the possibility of sex or the possibility of love, which comes with sex.
Because so, like, if your son has sex, you're going to be like, it is what it is.
Daughter, but you wouldn't want your daughter to be in that position.
My daughter give up sex when she's getting married.
No, that's not her vibe.
Exactly.
Yo, my daughter can't have sex if she get married. Nah,
that's why
so many people
you
who
can't
hate
say
this.
That. Bro.
I'm joking, of course.
That's what you want.
But I bet you I'm gonna get some DMs you forever saying that.
That's what I'm trying to say. So that question for me is when would I want my child to have to deal with sexual intercourse or the possibility of being in sexual positions, intimate positions?
Yeah.
And so.
So are we being PC or are we being real?
I'm being real. All
right. So is there? All right. So you're being real, right?
Right.
So is there? All right, let's go. Let's start with first. If you're being real, is there a difference whether you had a son or a daughter?
It feels like there's a difference. We all say, oh, shouldn't be a difference. Come on, it feels like you don't want your 16-year-old or 17-year-old.
So there's double standards.
100% because she's so...
I just wanted you to be real about the double standards.
I want to say no, but I can't.
Why not?
Because I understand.
Yeah. What do you want? Like,
I understand that a woman is different than a man.
In terms of
the man can get the woman pregnant, and the woman's. Whether she wants the responsibility or not is given the responsibility immediately because she's going to bear
the child.
She's
the one carrying it,
You get what I'm saying? And regardless if I want this guy to be doing the right things, he can take off and deal with it later or whatever the case may be. he doesn't have to be like directly there every day dealing with a child or raising a child.
Yeah.
So I'm going to treat my daughter a little bit more with care. And I would want her to be a little bit more older.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Or, you know, a little bit more responsible. You know, to me, I don't want to put age and responsibility to, because I know some 16-year-olds, like, I can trust them with.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, like, they're going to be all right. They're going to, if whoever they give it to is going to be somebody of substance that's going to be on some.
So real, double standards exist in all type of forms, right?
You got to.
Because we were talking in pre-production, and, like, it could be a double standard, not only with just sex, but it could be with, all right, let's just say, like, you see a slim dude, right? Like, I'm slim, skinny, whatever you want to call it. If I eat 5 cheeseburgers right now, you won't even think nothing of it. But it could be somebody who's overweight. They eat 2 cheeseburgers, and you're like, look at this fat nigga, man.
Right.
Like, why the fuck is he eating so much? That's why you fat now.
It
could have been, he could have ate, that could have been his first meal of the day. He could have just been fasting all day. He eats 2 cheeseburgers. But you're going to look at him like,
like,
that's
what the
a
fuck
double
you doing?
Standard, yeah.
My nigga, look at, like, this nigga, like, the dude in who's work on that burger.
Yeah.
You gonna stare at him too, like, look at him.
Come on, bro.
What? Yeah.
And then he's like, you ain't gonna wipe your mouth?
Yeah. What if he wipe his mouth? What was that Bill Burr saying with the fucking rapper? Like,
oh God.
Fat nigga.
Just grease with grease.
New day, 2020.
But it's like the same thing, like, if you're a bummy, if you looking bummy versus somebody who looking fly. The assumption of, like, one's rich and one's poor.
Yeah, because
and I know a lot of bummy looking dudes who are millionaires.
Yeah, because a lot of niggas. Matter of fact, the average bummy looking nigga probably got the bread.
Bread.
That's old money. Yeah. New money is the nigga who
now,
got on.
Bummy and dirty is 2 different things.
Big difference. Big. I'm glad you said that.
So bro can be in, like, some whack ass dad sneakers with
some basketball shorts,
cargo pants or some craziness, man, with the polo on. Yeah. And you'd be like, look at this clown, bro. He ain't got no bread. And then this dude
dirty could be a nigga who he wore that whole outfit. It could be a Gucci outfit. He could have wore it 7 days in a row.
Boom.
You look at the collar and shit, dirty.
3 days.
3 days in a row. You look
but
at the collar.
He made $125,000 in that 3 days. You know what I mean? Or whatever he did.
The nigga with the white tee.
Yeah, because he was grinding, and you just caught him at that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true, too, though.
When you die, what do you want to be reincarnated as? Me? I would want to be a better version of me. Like, I wish I could stay in the same skin, same person, same everything. But just anything that I was lacking or feel like, you know, that could have been better.
Yep,
I would want
to
be myself again, just better.
Push it a little bit more.
To the limit, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to be, make sure I'm an Eritrean again, but with white privilege.
Mm. White privilege.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? I want to just be able to, like,
white privilege. That would be exclusive.
You know, like, police don't fuck with me. I can get loans and shit. I can move to any neighborhood. I can buy anything without being
a
suspect.
That would be so exclusive, yo.
I can go to any neighborhood that I want to go to.
And not get pulled over and harassed and all that.
I can go to the hood. I can go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm, you know.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah, it's understandable. Real.
What about you? But did you ever answer that?
Oh, yeah.
You agree. You would be,
a better version of yourself?
Hell, yeah. 100%. That's how I feel.
But what if you're broker because of that?
No, you can't be broker because you'd be a better version of yourself.
But you can be broken.
You'd be wiser, smarter.
What if you're
a
seminary? You went to seminary school instead.
No, I'm just saying.
You became a preacher and you healed like Mother Teresa. That's a better version of yourself.
10 to 20.
You're going to be broken.
10 to 20, you go 10 to 40.
Maybe it's a. All right, so then I'd be a better
version. What if you're Gandhi and you like.
But I'd want to be a better version of myself to what I think is a better version of myself, not society or not. You know what I'm saying? Because you're right. You got a good point, Salva. Because somebody might look at me and be like, a better version of yourself is somebody who is a Christian, a Muslim, or
whatever.
Devout.
It could be. But I'm talking about me, I would look at as a better version of myself.
I understand.
I don't know what I would be, but just,
Don't even know.
You're tying money to that, though, right?
Not just money, but just a better person,
better decisions.
Yeah, better decisions in life.
Of doing, you know what I'm saying? So if I had 10 bands and I made better decisions, I would be at 50,000. You know what I'm saying? That's all. Yeah. That's all we
So you want to redo the choices?
Yeah. But with a new life, like, I don't.
You want to start from scratch?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely would.
Would you rather, like, we did that 5-year-old start from scratch thing.
Yeah, I think I would start. I would think I would start from scratch.
Scrizzy?
And know everything?
Yeah. What year would you go back to right now if you could go back to any year?
You can't go too far back if you're black.
You crazy as hell.
No, no, I'm talking about in your lifetime.
In your lifetime. Your own year, not no crazy
shit. Like, look, bro, if they drop me back off at around, like, 16,
yeah,
I'm going to be a monster.
Same here. Yeah, I'll take 16. I'll take around the time when I first moved to Charlotte.
I don't have to go through all of
everything you know.
Like, you know, everything can go back to 16.
But what if you could just go back in time, mate? Just, it doesn't even have to
That's
be.
That's crazy right there.
I'll probably go back to, like, yeah, 16. Like, I mean, nah, you know what? What I'm saying is I don't want to relive my childhood. I love my childhood.
Yeah. I love everything. Like, there's no regrets really with me.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? There was some mistakes in there. It wasn't perfect or whatever, but like, I liked who I turned out to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't want my new self and these new informations to influence that person.
Yeah, it would change so much. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like I'm a little harder now, and I'm liking that I was a little bit more happy-go-lucky type of kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Hell yeah. Exactly what you mean.
Instead of being like, bro, tight, you're going to have jobs tight. And you're going to have to do this and you got to
kill yourself.
And then, like, I'm over here like 12-year-old genius trying to be like a banker. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like not living a childhood. You know what I'm saying? Because I know all this.
Producing.
I might be like a millionaire, but I didn't chill with none of y'all niggas. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't get to spend the night at Med's house. I didn't get to, get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I didn't get those experiences, and I love them experiences.
So I got a couple overrated, underrateds, right? Yeah. Overrated or underrated? So the 90s, I say it's underrated.
Hell yeah.
What?
Yes, the 90s are underrated. Think about the
underrated?
90s.
Boys in the Hood was made in the 90s.
Overrated.
The Boys in the Hood was made in the 90s.
Boys in the Hood.
Okay.
Hip hop. The internet. No, no, the hip hop wasn't made in. Oh, you're talking about just
like
period.
The rise of hip hop into like pop culture the way it is now. The 90s. You know? The best albums ever to come out were in the 90s.
Dominate.
Mm. Is it because I think we have a different. Like, it's so much music that comes
Although
out.
Although Drake, some of Drake's albums up there, I'm not going to, like, front. Like,
so there's not that
many. I'm not saying that there's not new people that are up at the top.
No, but you're right. There's not that many classics. Like, we don't look at classics in the 2000s.
No.
Especially not nowadays.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
What about self-expression? Underrated or overrated? I think it's overrated. Because there's some niggas who I'll be like, I don't care.
Self-expression to what level?
I think it's underrated in the fact that, like, everybody should be able to be free with that.
Of course, but I'm talking about just, you know, nowadays it feels like everybody's over-expressing themselves to the point where you're like,
What I'm saying is I don't think you should always have to display your self-expression.
So is it overrated or underrated?
Then it's overrated because people are like, on Instagram showing me TikTok moves. It's like, I don't want to see everybody doing the TikTok dance. Who cares?
Hell. Yeah.
It's like...
The moon. Is that overrated or underrated?
The moon? It, like, regulates... No, it's underrated. It regulates gravity, nigga. Like,
I agree. Do y'all think people have been on the moon? Do you think people have been on the moon?
I don't think so.
I believe that.
You think there's been a human being to... Land on the moon.
Yes. I think I understand the conspiracy where it comes from, but I think someone has been on the moon.
Fuck no.
I don't know if we know about it.
The moon.
What I'm saying, I don't know if we know about it.
I believe so.
No, that's me.
I definitely believe
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We might not know about it, but somebody been on the moon.
You think so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard for me to believe, bro.
Yeah. The moon, people. The moon makes gravity happen. No moon, we floating.
You think?
Yeah, because it's the thing that circulates around us that connects us to the rest of the planets, bro.
Okay. Okay.
Nah, I feel you.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Drive-through windows, overrated, underrated?
Oh man, underrated, bro.
Underrated?
Yeah.
You hit the drive-through more than you do going in and inside.
For sure.
Really?
That's why this quarantine thing I have not changed my habits during quarantine.
Really?
I wash my hands regularly.
Yeah.
I pretty much stay in the house. I only see a few people.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? I drive through a lot. I don't do a lot of malls or big public places. I'm not in open spaces.
That's the best
thing. Is it because of the age you're at now, or is it because you've
always been
like
that? I've always been like that. And it's not that I haven't been in them places, but there's very few and far between.
Like, have you ever been, like, to me?
I'm elaborate. I like to be in the computer, be in front of the computer.
I'd rather go to the mall on, like, a Wednesday night than go during Saturday afternoon. Like, when you go Saturday afternoon, every fucking kid you could think about is there. Yeah. Wednesday night, bro, you could walk in there, you're in and out, like... Yeah. It'd be quiet.
I've always been like that. Yeah, I'm always choosing
if you're trying to shop or you're trying to hang out. If you're trying to hang out like a little kid, then go to the malls Friday, peak hours. Saturday, run around, clap your feet together in the air, twinkle your toes.
That's one of them, the Saturdays and Sundays, though. So.
Yeah. Or you try to shop, you might slide.
I can't remember the last time I've been in the mall on a Saturday.
Now, I've definitely been in that's where every time I go to the mall on a Saturday, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here?
I can't remember the last time. That's how long it's
been. It just be mad kids there. Like,
I think I went on a Thanksgiving a few years ago that was on a Saturday.
Oh, hell no, man. Thanksgiving, I'm definitely not.
That shit was so lit. Polos was so lit.
That shit was lit.
Whoa. That was the most, besides a football game, that was the most people in one place that I've ever seen. Thanksgiving Mall, like Black Friday Mall, like Concord.
Yeah.
At the height of when it was Black Friday a few years back, like everybody was Black Fridaying.
What about degrees, like college degrees? Overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
Overrated. I think it's overrated.
I believe it's underrated.
Really?
Overrated.
I mean, it seems like a lot of people have degrees from various ways right now. But you kind of need that degree still.
You know what? Let me just say,
you need another degree on top of it.
Colleges, particularly universities, those are overrated.
Yeah, I agree.
If you get something online and this is good,
exactly. That's what half the cost. So it kind of kills the
You know what I'm saying? Cool. Go to ECPI, pay for 2 years, get you a little to get into certain levels of where you want to be. Like,
it depends what you're getting a degree in too.
If you get a degree in communication, you could have just went and got a. Yeah. And the hustle or a job or just went into communications, like went to the radio.
You could have took that $20,000-$30,000 into your own business.
Right.
Like, you could have learned that shit on your own.
But if you're trying to be
a
doctor.
But if you're becoming a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer, there's certain things that if you're becoming that.
But I don't think you have to be going to Duke University to be a good doctor.
Nah.
Is all I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean?
If you can, it'd be dope, though.
Well, it's all about exposure. Yeah. As long as you can get the reps of being a doctor. That's why Duke has its own hospital. Those are why those schools are good, because they have their own hospital for you to practice.
The most recent numbers up there.
Duke's dope, though. Even though I went to state. But, like, for medicine, Duke is up there.
All right, so what about watching the news? Overrated or underrated? I say underrated.
I watch the news.
I say overrated.
Just so you can keep a current eye on day-to-day society.
Yeah, I can get news clippings and highlight reels in my phone.
Actually, I'm switching to overrated.
Because I don't need somebody telling me and trying to, like, communicate to me.
You know why? Because every time I watch the news, I just be like, it just be the dumbest shit ever. Like, when you think about it, it's like shooting here, stabbing here.
Left or right.
But the thing is, most of the time, on average, like, if somebody shoots somebody, it's something personal. Like, you know, when you were young, you watched the news and be like, damn, I could step outside and get shot for no reason. But it's like, nigga, every time somebody, for the most part, most of the time when somebody gets shot, it's for a reason.
85% of the time, if somebody.
Yeah, because actually, like right now, if you die, the first person they're going to look at is the closest person to you. Your spouse, who you spend the most time with. Those are the people who are going to usually have some type of, like, if a reason. Woman dies, they're going to be like, let's check her husband. And vice versa.
It's always the husband.
He says always the husband.
Immediately, sick other. That's what they say, right?
Yeah.
Significant other.
Being the leader, overrated or underrated?
Underrated.
Underrated.
Oh, man. So underrated. As a leader, I'm just going to say.
In a relationship?
No, just in general.
It depends. Oh, I don't need to.
It depends. Actually, it does depend on what you're leading or who you're leading.
Because, like,
but to me, I'd rather be a leader all day than a follower. I have a hard time following shit. Like,
man,
but I
feel
like
you might not have to. Can you be a leader in war?
Yeah.
It might not be following, even if you're not leading.
What do you mean?
I just don't like following.
You could just have comment. You could have good ideas, and somebody could agree with you and go with those ideas, that don't necessarily mean they follow you. Oh,
true.
Let's do this.
That's
what I was going
to
say. I don't
following has a negative
word,
connotation, connotation to it.
Yes, because you can follow a good thing.
What about
what if you follow a good thing? You know,
yeah. Like, what about a supporter? That would probably be a better word, right?
Yeah. They could follow you.
Yeah.
And show you love.
Yeah.
And it could be so much
support. I'm saying, like,
support.
I can be a part of the movement without having to lead it. And be just as vital as the leader.
Say. That's awesome.
You get what I'm saying? Because we're part of the, like, okay, for every Martin Luther King, there was a John Lewis. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
So, like, are we discrediting him for all he did because he wasn't Martin and he wasn't the face of it? Nah, like, everybody played a part in that movement.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is leadership is a reflection of character. You know what I mean? If you got good leadership, you got a good character as an organization. So it's like leaders should just really reflect the group.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think, but so if you had to be one or the other, which would you rather be?
What I'm saying is I wouldn't mind not, like, that's why I said leaders is being overrated because, like, bro, not everybody going to be able to be
and
that
most
person.
Leaders do get the brunt of, like, they,
you gotta
they
be
the
able
ones
to take
who get
a lot.
Killed. They the ones who.
Yeah, you put your life on the line. You're the front man. You're the face. You're the talking point. You gotta be
that's
everybody.
That's a lot of shit.
So unless you're somebody who's, like, relishing those moments, like,
that's
it's
a lot.
And so I think it's overrated. And, like, bro, you just. You can be in the movement, do just as much, and not have to be the dude to get shot at.
Yeah.
And not have to be the dude to make that decision of that critical moment of, you know, life or death type of decisions type. You know what I mean? Like,
facts.
Not everybody built for that, bro.
Nah, that's just rough.
All right, so let's play this game. It's called Finish the Sentence, right? I hate when people
don't know how to follow basic street signs and street. I just drive according to the street laws.
Me and O call each other on a regular basis, laughing at this. You know what the worst thing they ever did in Charlotte was? The roundabouts. Like, D.C., them areas got the roundabouts and people. In Charlotte, you're supposed to yield at a roundabout. These niggas literally stop in the roundabout.
Stop.
Yeah, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Just keep going.
It's just a weird city for driving.
A yield sign. People look at it like a stop sign.
Drivers, though.
Yeah. Now, Charlotte got some of the worst drivers ever. Yeah.
I've never seen nothing like this.
Well, we got a mix of old population and country. So country people don't drive, and they old.
That's another thing. There's a difference between southern and country.
For sure.
Because some people look at you like, just because you're from the south, you're like, oh, he's slow. No, nigga, there's a difference between somebody who's country and somebody who's southern.
That's
somebody who's southern is somebody who just happens to be from the south. They still could be quick thinking. They still could be on their toes. They still could out-hustle you. They could do anything they want.
Easy.
Easy. Like, matter of fact, O and Sci-Fi, they're southern.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's the perfect definition of niggas who's southern. Like, remember,
and if
when
you country, you know what I'm saying?
Country is just niggas who are a little bit slower, like who don't.
Well, what
quite
I'm saying, they
it.
Live a slower life.
That's what I'm saying. I don't mean like mentally slow.
Yeah,
they can,
like,
still be smart. They just,
like,
live.
I know country people that, like, bro, they fish.
Exactly.
And they eat and they cut their fish
slow,
and they eat their
relaxed,
own food.
They're slow, calm. They talk slow. They
ain't
they
watch
might
too
not,
much TV.
Yeah, they just living.
They don't have too many devices.
Yeah. It's
They ain't trying to like know stuff.
So that's for all my homies who, especially for my up north homies who come there. Like, there's a difference between southern and country. Know the difference, because that's plenty of niggas who down south who are southern and talk you right out your shoes, your shirt, or whatever. Like,
Atlanta's a southern city, but Georgia's a country state.
Exactly. You can go on the outskirts. Charlotte is a southern city.
But
if
it's
you
a
go to
ass state.
But if you go to certain areas in North Carolina, you'd be like, whoa. These niggas
country.
Country
is shit.
Yeah.
But, like, country, country.
Yeah. So that was pretty much all the questions, man. That's another episode of Mez Drinks to Chill. My
bang,
nigga,
bang,
O Cutter.
Bang, bang, bang.
Where you said they could find you, O Cutter Calhoun.
O Cutter Calhoun, 1T.
Sci-Fi.
Umbrella Minds, man.
And we out of here, man. I appreciate y'all
appreciate
fucking with
me,
man. It's Mez Drinks and Chill.
Mez and Drunk.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Mez Drinks and Chill.